We've brought people from around the world and we're going to be matching them to their country. Here's how it's going to work. We have four contestants and each of them represent different countries in Africa. There'll be four rounds in this game and each round will be based on one of the contestants' real nationality, while the other contestants have to lie and pretend they're the one who is telling the truth. At the end of each round, we'll lock in what we think is the correct answer, and at the end of the game, we'll find out if we matched them correctly or if the contestants tricked us, which is not going to happen. This is Prime Suspect. I'm joined again by Detective Chunks. How you doing, sir?
Very well, thank you.
So how do you feel about this batch of people?
Well, the region is somewhere that I'm very confident about, very comfortable with. I've actually lived in three out of the four countries for a year and a half.
Which of the four did you not live in?
Seychelles, I haven't been there before.
Oh, okay, so that's the one which you're...
Yeah, a bit iffy about.
Okay, well, lucky for you, I was actually grew up there for 18 years of my life.
That's amazing. Who laughed about that? The brother from Seychelles.
Number four.
The brother from Seychelles.
Who are you pointing at, number four?
I can't see anything.
That's what they all say. Well, let's get right into this. This is not a joke. This is a serious interrogation. And we're going to find out where every single one of these criminals are from. Let's get into the first round.
In round one, our four suspects claim to be from Rwanda. Who's lying and who's telling the truth?
I think number four is standing there really loudly.
Yeah, tall and present. He wants to be chosen. For that reason, we're going to pick number two. Yeah, you thought you were going to get 50. Get set.
Your whole head turned there.
Number two, do me a favor and come over. Come over here, please. Because I want you to tell number one to come for me. That's cool.
First off, where are you from?
Rwanda.
You're from Rwanda?
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Leila.
Leila?
Yeah.
And what is the national animal in Rwanda?
The cow.
The cow. Yeah, just throw it out there. Why not? What's your national dish in Rwanda?
We love meat. Goat meat.
Goat meat.
Barbecue. The best.
And where are you from?
Rwanda.
What city in Rwanda?
Kigali.
Kigali.
Now, the one thing I find interesting is the way she says Rwanda.
Rwanda, yeah. But then she's going to be from an African country.
In my defense, I grew up in a different country.
Where did you grow up?
In Spain.
Spain?
Madrid.
Madrid. You speak Spanish?
Sí.
Go on, give me some Spanish.
Okay, so you're not from Rwanda then.
Yes, I am. I was born in Rwanda. I grew up in Rwanda.
No, you were born in Spain, grew up in Spain.
Nah.
And there's going to be a Spanish flag here somewhere.
No, not.
Tell me a fact about Rwanda then. You said that the national animal is a cow, but I don't believe that it is. So what is it?
Okay, everybody goes there to see the gorillas.
And what else do they go there to see? What's your national animal?
The cow is a very important animal in the country.
It may be important, but it's not what I have written here. So what is the national animal?
The cow.
The cow. That's your final answer, yeah?
Yes.
When was the last time you were in Rwanda?
2018.
Yeah, we need to go back there again because you don't know anything.
I know more than you guys.
Oh, no, you don't, because I know the national animal.
Give me another city from Rwanda. There you go. Go back then.
We speak French.
We speak French. Give me another city. She said we speak French.
There we go. So you don't know anything. You just told us something else you found on Google. And if you were smart, you would have found out that the national animal is the goat. Thank you very much.
Did I say goat meat is...
The national animal is the goat. Anyone who knows about Rwanda would say that. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Enjoy Spain. Number two, please take a seat. Name.
My name is Chief.
Chief.
Number one, you crack it up too much.
So you're from Rwanda?
Yes.
Where in Rwanda?
Kigali.
Kigali, the capital city. Okay, of course. And if you could tell me the national dish of Rwanda.
We don't really have a national dish. We really like roast meat. Nigeria, you call suya.
Suya?
It's like...
Yeah, I know what suya is. It's on the stick.
Yes, but it's sweeter.
And what is the national animal?
We have the dolphin and we have the bird of paradise.
Get the hell out of my sight now, you little prick. How dare you say that to me? He's lying, it's the goat. So go. Off you go.
Who is from Rwanda here? Can the real person from Rwanda please step forward? Ah, well, you come with it. Do me a favor, tell number three to come. Do you know anything about Rwanda?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Rwanda.
In Rwanda, where are you from?
Kigali.
Tell me another city in Rwanda, please. No. No. You refuse. Tell me the national animal.
Well, we like gorillas.
Okay, so then tell me, what is the language you speak in Rwanda?
French.
French.
Tell me more about the national animal. That's what we've all come to see. Tell me another national animal.
So obviously we like the goats.
Okay, so at least he knows something.
All right, listen to me, man. Have you been to Kigali?
Yeah.
When was the last time you went?
When I was like five.
Five?
Yeah.
So of course he's gonna try to use that one.
Yeah.
So if you know your country, what is the currency of your country?
Franc.
Respect. And he knows about the goats as well.
Yeah. What are the colours on the flag?
Blue and yellow.
What about the star on the right? You forgot the star on the right?
I don't believe there is a star.
Is there anything? It's just blue and yellow.
Yeah.
So what's this? What's this?
Oh, there's a bit of green on the bottom. Yeah. Well.
And what about that? The sun.
What
the
about
top?
The sun on the right?
Oh, so what, you said star.
Well, you go back there, man, please, please.
Skedaddle. This is Mr. Rwanda. Come forward, Mr. Rwanda.
I've never wanted to meet my Rwanda brother more than this today.
Never, ever.
How far?
What is that? What did you say there?
I said, how far?
How far? What language is that?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, mental. I want to worry because we need to learn.
We need to work this out right now.
It's just something we say, you know. It's not even a language, it's English. I'm speaking English to you right now.
How far?
How far? How far?
How far would you be willing to go to lie to us today? What is your name?
My name?
Yes.
My name is Justice.
Your name is Justice.
Well, we need justice today, Justice.
We need so much justice here. How about this, Justice? What's the national animal of your country?
You keep on talking about goats, but I couldn't care less.
But what would you believe it is?
You keep on huffing at the goat, so I guess it is the goat.
You are a stupid idiot. And so are you, number three. It's not the goat. You got sense. It's the leopard.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
What is the language you speak in Rwanda?
I speak French. My mum speaks French.
What city did you say you're from?
Nyarugenge.
Nyarugenge. I think he's trying to throw
his
hard.
Well done.
What's your national dish in your country?
Forget about national dish.
I don't want to forget, but I want to remember it.
He's not going to forget about the national dish. So how about you listen to the interviewer?
I'm asking you a question, brother. This is your country.
What's your name?
My name is Justice.
And how do you spell that?
Get out of here, man.
No, I'm going to remain sat. If anything, you can get out of here. Yeah?
Bro, no, he's not helped us at all.
No, he hasn't helped us. But one thing I know is he's not from Rwanda.
No, he's from idiot land.
He is from idiot land.
Bro, you know, nobody's from Rwanda. They're all trying to throw us off. Like, that's
they're all trying to throw us off. But I'll tell you one thing now. Number one, she might be from Rwanda.
Have any of you heard of Kinyarwanda? What's that?
The language from Rwanda.
Thank you very much, number one. Number one is guaranteed Rwandan. Well done, brother. Thank you very much. Now seems like the perfect time to tell you that Clean Hearts are restocking, which is available for 2 weeks, and after that, it's gone forever. Clean Hearts is such an incredible clothing design made by Chunks. All the biggest stars in the world wear it, so if you're not wearing Clean Hearts, then you're a weirdo. So make sure you go to the description and get yourself some of that Clean Hearts restock. Back to the video.
All right, well, in that case,
we are going to lock in number one as our Rwandan person. Now let's move on to the next round. With one suspect locked in, round two is where things get tricky, and Seychelles is where we're heading next. Anything you want to say, Detective Chunks?
I'm just excited to see who's from Seychelles, man. Before you come over, please. Where are you from?
Seychelles.
Que maniera ue pele?
Footballer.
Yeah, that's a good one. I was asking you, what's your mum's name?
I wasn't born there, I wasn't born here.
Oh, so you don't speak the language?
No.
You don't speak Seychelles?
Well, that's one of the languages.
Goodness gracious! You threw him off like that? That work? Well, come on, give me the languages in Seychelles.
They speak Creole.
Yeah, what else?
French.
Yeah.
And English.
She said that's one of the languages. Well, I said Seychelles.
It's in the tribes, isn't it? Like, there's 115 islands. Of course, there's going to be different languages.
So Seychelles is a language?
In one of the other islands.
I said Seychelles.
Oh, Shelley.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you just fell into a trap.
Give me the colours in the flag.
I've done history, I didn't do geography.
That's good stuff. So you don't know the colour of your own flag. Can you go? Well, that's cool.
It's time to go.
Yeah, it's time to go, man.
For real.
We'll come back for you for Ghana, don't worry. You'll know everything about that one.
Yeah.
Go back, man.
All right,
number four?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about number four. If you're going to be rude, just stay over there. If you want to cooperate, come sit down. Are you going to cooperate?
I will try my best.
All right, mate.
What's your name?
My name is Justice.
And what about this? What country are you from?
Seychelles.
And what is the national animal?
It's a dolphin.
You stupid idiot. You fool. It's not the dolphin.
It definitely is.
It's not.
Sure. Whatever you say.
It's the turtle.
What part of east or north or south or west? Where is it in Africa?
It's obviously around southeast.
Southeast.
Around Kenya. That's actually where my mum is from.
And your dad's from Seychelles?
Yes.
So what's the capital city of Seychelles?
Oh, yeah, hold on. I can figure this out. So obviously it has something to do with dolphins.
Okay, that's good stuff.
Okay.
Now let me ask you one more question because I think I'm done with you already. Have you been to Seychelles before?
Yeah, man. I made it to the airport.
Okay, so what's the currency that they use down there?
Currency there?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's it's also a different type of franc because it's also had like France over there as
okay.
well.
Okay, all right, I've heard enough. What's your favorite type of shoe?
My favorite type of shoe?
Shoosh, mate. Get the hell out of my sight.
Swear.
Yeah?
And shoosh. I'm the one that's rude.
I wasn't rude, was it?
And that was how we say hello in my country as well.
Right.
So how about you get out of there?
Yeah,
in shoosh land.
I don't like your partner very well.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't like you. We're going to bring in number one. Listen, we know it from Miranda already, man.
No.
Oh, there we go. Where are you from?
Seychelles.
Yeah, where in Seychelles?
Victoria. Yeah.
Why does she know this stuff? This is the capital city, by the way.
Because she's knowledgeable.
Okay, yes, cool. Yes, well, yes. Then what's the currency there?
We use the rupee.
For God's sake, she's getting everything right.
She's smart. I tell you one thing, number one. You know me, I'm very keen on my animals. What's the national animal of Seychelles?
The turtle.
Fair enough.
So let's go ahead.
Yeah, she got it.
Let me just ask you now, national dish.
We really like seafood and rice, sometimes with lentils too.
She might be. We might have got it wrong on the first one.
I think so.
Yeah. But I tell you one thing, you criminal. You messed up in one spot.
Just one.
The national animal of Seychelles is not the turtle. I was sending your friend over there. It's actually the dolphin.
It's the turtle.
It's not the turtle.
Yes, it is.
It's very embarrassing for you now. You were doing absolutely exquisitely. But unfortunately, you will be getting a long sentence for lying. How does it feel to lie to two people's faces, two innocent people who've never wronged you ever?
I'm not.
Okay, what language do you speak in Seychelles?
Creole is what my grandma used to speak, so I grew up there for a little bit, so I don't really know the rest of the languages.
But what other languages do they speak there?
There is French, there is some English.
You lost it. Thank you very much, can go back. Yeah, she's
But she's just very smart.
Yeah, she's Seychelles, bro. She's from Seychelles. You already lost.
Number two, please step forward, mate. Tell me, what is the national animal of your country?
Well, it depends which part of the country. We have over 100 islands. Some places we like the giant turtles, other places we say the dolphin, and some places we say the bird of paradise. We have the largest nut in the world, and Ian Fleming even has been there, and it was an inspiration for the Bond. It's a beautiful, beautiful place to go. I recommend anyone go to Seychelles. It's paradise.
You know what's so crazy about this? Somehow we got the president of Seychelles for a shoot. He's selling us Seychelles entirely.
Where did you say you're from in Seychelles?
Victoria, the capital.
Where is Victoria? On the coast of what?
Well, Seychelles is in the Indian Sea. If you look at Victoria on the map, it's, I think, towards the bottom half.
What island's it on?
I'm not as knowledgeable.
Oh, it was the president. What happened there?
Yeah.
It's Mahi Island. Have you been?
Of course.
When was the last time you went?
2 years.
Do you recommend it for me?
Absolutely. You like fish, you like rice, you like lentils, Seychelles.
And now tell us, colours on the flag.
Yellow, blue, green, white, red.
I respect you as a person, but most importantly, I respect you as a Seychellie.
What is a Seychelle?
Exactly what I wanted you to say. What are we called in Seychelles?
Brother and sister.
Brother and sister. Yeah. Correct answer. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Oh, 100,000%. Well, it's pretty clear that number two is our man from Seychelles, unless he has completely manipulated us more than we could ever believe.
Yeah, generally.
So we're going to lock in number two. Let's move on to the next round. The third country our suspects claim to be is from Ghana. Have we really got them all wrong, or are we on a winning streak? Who should we bring up first? Number four.
You're looking at me, yeah, excited.
Yeah, he's very excited. How about you take a seat, number four?
Is this a trick?
Yes, it is. Bring number three.
Number three, actually, could you whisper to number two to come down here? Thank you. Good said.
You whisper.
Thank you, mate.
I'm from Ghana.
Okay, all right, Chief. Could you just tell us a fact about Ghana, please?
We used to be called the Gold Coast. We are in West Africa. We are called the Black Stars, as you can see. Our capital city is Accra. We love pepper pot. It's delicious. And everyone should visit Ghana.
Well, if I'm being honest, it's very basic. the knowledge he has of Ghana.
What is your country's national dish?
I told you, pepper pot. We love the spicy pepper pot.
I'm going to ask you about your country's national animal. What is it?
The official national animal is the eagle, just like Nigeria, but because it's caused contention, we've adopted the lion.
Now he's scary.
Okay, cool. In that case, what is the language you speak in Ghana?
We speak many languages in Ghana.
Main language?
We speak Akan.
Yep.
We speak English, we speak French, and we speak Dutch.
Oh, he's an absolute genius mastermind. You're a supervillain.
Who is this guy?
I don't know anymore. I thought he was the
president. I can't wait until he says he's from Gambia, and then he says, you should visit him.
Oh, he's terrifying.
And he scares me. Can you leave us alone, please?
You're going to get a very, very long sentence for all your lies here, you criminal.
That's a Jesus thing. Yeah, we're dead.
At least now we know he's not from Gambia.
Yeah.
Because 98% of Gambia are Muslims. Number four, could you wave number one down and tell her to come down here?
Hola, por favor. Sí, aquí.
<What the hell? laughs>
Sorry, I'm just laughing at this hilarious video. You guys should really subscribe if you haven't already. I heard it gives you 100 years of good luck. So subscribe and like the video as well. Thank you. Back to the vid.
Hola.
So where are you from?
Ghana.
For God's sakes.
All right, and tell us a fact about Ghana then.
The capital is Accra.
Everyone knows that.
Okay, all right, basic fact. What's your name?
Leila.
Leila. How'd you spell that?
L-I-L-A.
That's not how we spell that in Ghana.
They speak English and French.
No.
L-I-L-A.
In Ghana?
Yes, they do.
We speak three.
No, they speak English and French too.
When I'm speaking about my own country, I say we. You just said they. So how are we supposed to believe that you're from Ghana when you said they?
Because I usually call myself Spanish because I grew up in Spain, but I'm from Ghana.
That does not cut it for my friend, Detective Chunks.
No, it doesn't. Listen. If you are Ghanaian, you'll never see they.
They're my people.
What do you wear on your feet?
Shoes.
Shoes. It's time to go.
It's time to go.
I love my country.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Spain. Yeah. What like. Come on then, man. You're so excited. Come on. Where are you from, brother?
From Ghana.
You speak three?
No, I don't.
What do you speak?
I speak French, English.
So what's your national dish then?
Well, I'm actually half Ghanaian. My dad's Nigerian, my mom's Ghanaian. We have the jollof rice with the tomato in Ghana, but then we don't have that in Nigeria, so I'm just going to say jollof rice with tomato.
Nigeria, you don't have jollof rice?
Yes, we do have jollof rice. What are you talking about? And also on top of that, what countries border Ghana?
Guinea, Bissau, obviously, and then you go Cameroon.
Only those two countries?
Well, obviously there's more, but you want me to list
every single
one of them?
Yes, yes, I'm asking right now. That's why I asked the question.
So I get extra credit for giving you countries around. Well, obviously there's Guinea-Bissau. Niger is quite literally on our right side. Above us, we've got Mali.
What's to your left?
To your left is Guinea-Bissau.
Okay, he's capping then. He's lying. Lying to our face. On the left would be Ivory Coast, actually.
No, Ivory Coast is a little bit further to the right.
He's gaslighting me and I don't like it.
It's not my fault that you didn't pass geography.
Oh my God. You've been Ghana before?
Obviously I have.
Where have you been?
Accra.
Accra. And what was the money you're using down there?
The city.
Okay.
Part of me does not believe him because I don't think... I feel like Cameroon is more over as well.
See, that's what I'm talking about, geography.
Why would you be so disrespectful towards me? I've been nothing but respectful towards you.
I thought you said shush.
Yeah, fair enough. Can you give us like a big Ghanaian artist?
For me, when it comes to music, I don't listen to the Ghanaian side. I listen to my dad's side, you know.
Whose jollof rice is better?
I plead the fifth.
Fair enough. That is what someone would say. Someone that's half and half, you're scared.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, you're not going to tell me shush?
No.
Oh, safe.
Okay.
Who else hasn't come then?
Number three.
The brother from Gambia. Come. You want to tell us something about Ghana we don't know?
I think we've heard it all.
What language do you speak?
Twi.
Twi.
Twi. What countries border Ghana?
I don't know.
Just give me two countries.
There's a country between Ghana and Nigeria that I don't know.
Country between Ghana and Nigeria would be Togo.
Wow, thanks.
What's the national animal of Ghana?
I'm only half.
Half what? Stupid. Yeah, you're taking too long to reply, brother. Half Ghanaian, half what?
Jamaican.
Jamaican?
Yeah.
You know about Jamaica?
That's family.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Give me some cities in Jamaica, then.
Kingston.
What else? I knew it. You're half liar, man.
Get out of here, man.
Please get him out. Kingston, the capital city.
Jamaica doesn't have cities, it has parishes.
Thank you.
You're from Seychelles, yeah, so you stay quiet.
I'm from Jamaica now.
You're from Jamaica now, yeah.
And everyone should visit Jamaica, yeah?
Yeah.
This guy's cold. Who are we going to pick now?
Number four.
But you don't know nothing.
I know geography.
You don't know geography.
Yeah, say less.
He's just gaslighting me. I've told you what is the border in countries.
So what are you going to do, guess the guy that doesn't know anything? Half stupid, half a Ghanaian?
I'd rather a stupid man than a liar.
Mm. What about a guy who knows too much?
He's a psychopath. Like, yeah. He's from every country in the world.
I'm going to say number four, man. I think we lost all of them anyway.
I think we have got them all.
All of them wrong. All of them. They're throwing stuff today.
So number four, you're genuinely telling me, you're not trying to send me, you're telling me that your neighbouring country is Cameroon.
My guy, do what you want with the information I gave you. I already know that your partner's smart because he already got it. I'm just trying to figure out if you're in the same stratosphere as him.
How about this, yeah? You stupid prick, I'm not going to give you the satisfaction that you want. We're going number three. Sorry, Detective Chunks. We're going number three. I do not believe you're from Ghana because you have false information.
You just don't want to pick number four because you don't like him.
I hate number four.
And that fuels me with great joy.
How about this, yeah? We're looking in number three. Number three is the Ghanaian man.
See, who made you a detective? You didn't pass your GCSEs.
I've told you what countries border Ghana.
And you're wrong.
And I'm right about that. You're gaslighting me, yeah? Our final destination is Gambia. With only one suspect left to choose, let's hope we haven't messed it up. Okay, you know what? Let's bring in number one. Where are you from?
Gambia.
I
just grew up in Spain, but I'm from Gambia.
You want to go through with it?
If you're really from Gambia, can you please just tell me this? What's your national animal?
The national animal is the zebra.
Who laughed?
Listen, number one, what's your name, your government name?
Lila.
Didn't even want to switch it up once.
What's my name? I like it.
Can you tell me the main languages from the country Gambia?
French, Gambian.
Gambian. Can we send her away?
You see the first thing she said? She said French.
Loves a bit of French, innit?
But he speaks French.
You talk French, I'll speak.
Go.
Meld.
I'm confused why you're letting him speak to you like that.
You know, here, I might scrap him before. Can we get the absolute polyglot, the man of the moment, number two?
Number two, please come up
here. He's my favourite. Go on, sell Gambia, how you sold the other countries that you're from. So where are you from?
Gambia.
Tell us about Gambia.
Tell us.
Gambia, one of the most beautiful places. You need to go to Gambia. One of the most beautiful places you could ever go. It's known as the jewel of Africa. The reason being because we have more natural resources than anywhere put together. We have opals, we have diamonds, we have gold, we do cocoa beans, we have everything you can think of. We have fruits, and our beaches are longer than those in Australia. If you take everything and stretch it out into a long line. Amazing place.
And what country borders Gambia?
I have no idea. Why should I?
Oh, come on, man. You know what? You absolutely smashed it. You smashed all of it. Your whole explanation, beautiful. But it's pretty clear.
The fact you don't know that, for me, is mental.
Now I'm starting to think you're one big waffler.
You said something about diamonds and that, but I swear Sierra Leone has the most diamonds.
It might be.
It's Gambia. Trust me. Yeah? Yeah, absolutely. Gambia is a little known place, but you go there and you find out so much. We have the largest rat in the world there.
No, he's part of a betting squad, actually.
Yeah, it's AJ Chabot. So how about you go over there in a second?
It's time to go. Number three, please take the stage.
Who are you from?
Gambia.
What's your currency then?
Franc. No, I'm joking. It's... Next question.
Is there any reason?
I'm so glad we did not lock him in for free.
You know what? These questions.
What do you mean these questions? We're asking you basic questions which anyone from your country would know. You were wrong, you know?
Yeah.
You said he was half idiot. He's full idiot.
Yeah, he's full, yeah.
Listen, I've been Gambia. My family's there. The food, you guys have to try it, honestly.
Okay, give me a national dish then.
Nah, the food is just...
And then what country borders Gambia?
I don't know my name.
Get
was...
out of my sight.
Yeah, no.
Off you go. Oh. Number four. Can you please take the stand?
Oh yeah, sure, definitely.
Can I talk to him?
I'll talk to him a little bit. What language do you speak?
I speak Gambian, English. I mean, obviously there's different languages.
Can you speak a little bit of Gambian?
Salaamu Alaikum.
Okay, and then could you speak, just say anything in Gambian?
Nanga Def.
Okay, I've just translated that.
I am the biggest pussy you will ever meet.
Oh,
fair enough. That's true, that is true.
It is true.
Yeah. Yeah, mistranslation, it was supposed to say you, but...
And you know what, I've got nothing else to say to him now.
Yeah, I can ask it to you, because I want to know what your currency is.
My currency is called Dalasi.
Dalasi?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, well done, well done.
Currency man.
Now you're being honest.
When it comes to food, what is your favourite food?
White rice.
Just by itself, bareback?
Well, obviously there's different types, you know, there's this sauce called Domoda, which got like peanut butter sauce on that.
Okay, Domoda, that's correct. And my last question to you is, what languages do you speak in Gambia?
You obviously speak Wolof, yep. Mandinka,
yep.
Serer,
yep.
Jola.
And then what country does it border?
Water and Senegal.
Get him out of there, he knows, he's right. That's him.
All right, well, get out of my sight, number four.
I like you.
Can have it, my boy.
You still there?
Oh, got you. Obviously, that shows that we have gone for Gambia being number four.
Number four is now locked in. Now it's time to find out if we were correct. It's time. Myself and Detective Chunks have locked in all of our answers. On the count of three, we'll find out if we were correct. 3, 2, 1.
All right.
So good. We're so good. We are actually elite at this game.
See, the only reason you won was because of hatred. Hatred fueled you to win. You should thank me for that.
No, you were wrong and you were loud and wrong.
You hated me so much that you didn't want to pick me.
No.
So you're welcome.
You were telling me that Cameroon was neighboring Ghana.
You smashed it with that.
Yeah, but that's near Nigeria. That's why. Yeah, that's why I was saying it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Now it's time to meet our criminals. So guys, if you could please take off your masks.
So you're from Seychelles?
Yes.
Why do you know so much about everything?
I read a lot.
That one.
Respect.
You're from Rwanda.
What else?
Spain. Spanish. So you're actually telling the truth?
See?
You can tell by the accent then, right?
You know, I just thought she was putting it on.
Oh.
You're throwing us off. Ghana.
Yeah.
So do you actually know nothing about Ghana?
You know nothing about Ghana?
No, not really.
It's a beautiful country. You should learn about it, man.
Thank you so much to all of you guys for getting involved, even to you.
Yeah, it's all love here, man. You know, I didn't mean any of it. I only meant like a little bit.
No, it was funny. But also one big thank you to Detective Chunks for helping a little bit on us getting 100%. Make sure you subscribe to him and also subscribe to the NDL channel. Make sure you like. With all that being said, let's get the hell out of it. Bye.